Okay, we're holding Navdalah Amud Beis, and we just learned to Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan whether you have a Shabbos followed by Yom Tov if Beitzah Shenolda B'Yom Tov or Beitzah Shenolda B'Shabbos if it's permitted the next day. So Rav says Nolda B'Zeh Asura B'Zeh, same Machlokes B'Shamay B'Silo. Rabbi Yochanan says no, if it's born on the Shabbos, is permitted the next day, even though the next day is Yom Tov. Well, I don't want to say different reasons, but clearly, if you hold that, if it's born, the egg is born on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it on Yom Tov, so clearly you have to hold two things. Clearly you don't have to, you cannot hold a Vachana de Rabba, because it's prepared on the Shabbos for Yom Tov, Tosfos says, that doesn't work. So clearly if you hold, if it's born on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it on the next day Yom Tov, you don't hold a Vachana de Rabba. And clearly you also have to hold that the two separate Kedushas, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because if it's one big Kedusha, then clearly if it's born in one day, you can eat it the next day, because the same day it's not permitted to be eaten, so the next day also not, if it's one big Kedusha. But clearly Rabbi Yechanan says, it's born on Shabbos the egg, you now to eat it at Shabbos, you can eat it the next day, even though the next day is Yom Tov. Or the opposite, if it's born on Yom Tov the egg, the egg is laid on Yom Tov. And then the next day is Shabbos, so you can't have it at Yom Tov, but you can have it the next day. Says the Gemara, four lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Eitzim shenishru min adekel b'Shabbos. Not that you have an egg that's laid on Shabbos, which is the previous machlekes, but rather trees that were taken off or fell off, or branches that fell off a palm tree on Shabbos. So again, similar to the egg that's being laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov, a branch that falls off the tree is also Aser the Rabbanon. Kashemo Yalav Yidlash. So the same Issa the Rabbanon you have on Beitzah and all the Yom Tov because the Muksa, you have also on a branch that fell off a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's also Muksa. It's Muksa, it's Gzeir the Rabbanon, the same reasons apply. So the halacha is, says Rabbi Yochanan, Aser la Sikon the Yom Tov. That the next day is Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use those branches to light your fire. Va'al tishiveni beitza. And don't ask on me from the egg. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say the previous omelet? Then an egg that's laid on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it on Yom Tov, because there's no problem, it's the next day, even though one is Shabbos, one is Yom Tov, it's okay. Says Rabbi Yochanan over here, there's a difference. An egg that's laid on Shabbos cannot be, is allowed to be eaten on Yom Tov. But a branch that fell off the tree on Shabbos cannot be used to burn your fire the next day on Yom Tov. Al tishiveni beitza. Look at Rashi. Shamati bod I learned over there by beitza. Nolda bezeh. Muteres bezeh. Da'ach ha-shayach le-meis ha-tvei. Over here, there's more of a reason to forbid it. Why is a branch falling off a tree more of a reason to forbid than the egg that's born on Shabbos for the next day Yom Tov? So Yom says, my time, what's the reason? Beitza, an egg, mishum debiyoyme nami chazya legoyma. Because an egg, on the day itself, which day? The day that was laid, which day is that? On Shabbos, nami chazya legoyma. It's also able to be swallowed. You know, you don't have to cook it, because you can't cook on Shabbos, but an egg that's laid on Shabbos, technically, you would be able to swallow it raw. Right? You ever heard of the goy gomogoy? The chazan wants to have a goy gomogoy before he starts davening. So he takes an egg. Exactly. And it's a raw egg. So the egg that's laid on Shabbos, right? Nami chazya legoyma. Technically speaking, there's a way to use that egg on Shabbos by swallowing it alive. And nevertheless, the egg that's laid on Shabbos, we say, wait for Shabbos. You can't eat it on Shabbos, even though technically I can eat the egg on Shabbos. Wait, like a shol ad l'mocho, and I only permit it the next day on Yom Tov. So made the idea, then people know the bas yoyim asura. People know, why could I eat it only on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos? I could technically eat an egg on Shabbos. And nevertheless, the Torah says, no, Shabbos is not allowed, the egg that's born on Shabbos. You now have to eat on Shabbos. Wait till the next day till Yom Tov. So I know the halacha, that beitzah shenol de b'Shabbos, is forbidden. Because on Shabbos I cannot swallow this egg. The next day Yom Tov,
I'm allowed to swallow the egg. So what does it teach me? It teaches me, a layman, I know the egg is born on Shabbos. The next day, Yom Tov, I'm allowed to eat it. Why can't I eat it on Shabbos? Because I know, Shabbos, I'm not allowed to eat it, because Beit Fish and all the Shabbos, that's Muktzah. So the halachas are clear. Eitzim, but trees that fell off branches, that fell off the tree, the lechazi leyemayu, it has nothing to do with it on Shabbos. I can't burn that tree on Shabbos, because I can't light a fire on Shabbos. So anyway, that the branch on Shabbos is off limits to me. See, shorilu lemocho, so if I'm going to allow you, Rabbi Yechon, even though he allows the egg to be eaten the next day, if I'm the same way, logically, I'm going to tell you, you'll have to cook that, you'll have to burn that branch the next day, so also the Meimah, people are going to say, you know what? In Hilchos Muktzah, b'yomayu namishavu. Really, the branch you're allowed to burn on Shabbos as well, when it fell off the tree. Ve'esmal, and yesterday, mishum Shabbos, it was Shabbos, hu delechazi la'asaka. So therefore, yesterday, the reason why he wasn't able to do anything with it, because I can't burn it on Shabbos, because I'm not allowed to burn. So that's why I couldn't do anything with it on Shabbos. And so therefore, I would not learn the halacha that a branch falling off the tree is forbidden to be used on Shabbos. I think the reason why I can't use a branch on Shabbos is because what am I going to do with the branch? I can't burn it anyway. So therefore, when you allow you, in other words, think by your branch. So I'll tell you, so therefore people are going to make that mistake.
But no one's going to use it on Shabbos.
I know nobody's going to use it on Shabbos. But another Rabbi Yechanan, I'll tell you, wait. I'll explain again. Rabbi Yechanan says, very simple. Rabbi Yechanan says that, okay, really, halachically speaking, an egg that's born on Shabbos is not allowed to be used on Shabbos, but is allowed to be used on Yom Tov. Because it's the next day, two separate kedushas, no problem. Basis on the Shabbos, Muktzah, when? Only for that day. The next day, it's permitted. He agrees with that. Technically speaking, a branch that falls off the tree on Shabbos should be the same thing. That Shabbos not permitted. The next day, permitted to be used, a stoking by fire. Same halachas. It should be both the same. Says Bechon, it's not the same. Why? Really, you're right. In Svara, you're right. An egg born on Shabbos can be eaten in Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. A tree branch falling off the tree cannot be used on Shabbos, can be used the next day. But if I'm going to allow you by the egg, when I allow you to eat the egg on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos, so I know, hey, why can't I eat this egg on Shabbos? So I can't cook it, but I can eat the egg on Shabbos. Why doesn't Chazal allow me to eat egg on Shabbos? Oh, you know why? Because Beit Fish and Olam Shabbos is Muktzah. So I know that Halacha, Shabbos not permitted, Yom Tov yes permitted, I make that distinction. But the branch, if I'm going to allow you, if I'm going to say the same thing about a branch, you cannot burn on Shabbos. You can burn on Yom Tov the next day. So people say, really, the branch is not mukta on Shabbos either. I can't burn on Shabbos because I can't burn on Shabbos anyway. I can only burn it. The first time I can burn that branch is on Yom Tov. I know. They will. They might use it for other things. They will know that it's mukta. So therefore, in order to prevent that, I'll forbid you using it on Yom Tov as well. If I allow you using Yom Tov to say, hey, you see I was allowed to use Yom Tov, I can use it on Shabbos also. I can't burn it on Shabbos, because Shabbos I'm allowed to burn anyway. But I can use the branch for other things on Shabbos. So in order to prevent that, Rabbi Yechanan comes along and says, know what? You can't use it on Shabbos, the Yom Tov either. Even though Mehilcha is Muktzah, you would be able to use it on Yom Tov. Makes a good Svara.
No, not really.
Why not?
Because, you're right. There's no practical nafkamina. The only nafkamina is in...
It's exagerated.
What's the reason? In terms of practical halachas, there's no difference.
What do you mean? There's a big difference. Yeah, no. You're right. Technically speaking...
I mean, no one's going to use wood on Shabbos.
Yes, you will.
No, so don't make a mistake about why the wood is usher on Shabbos. Whether it's usher because of the Isser of Havara, or there's usher because of the Isser of Nolad, what's the difference?
I'll tell you why. Because if it's Havara, if the reason because of Nolad, I know not to use a branch for something else. Maybe the reason is because of Havara, I won't know the halacha that I can't use it because of Noilat, and therefore I will use the branch on Shabbos.
Even Rav Shimon, who's Leslie Muksa, holds of Eitzim Havana. So I'm not understanding.
Meaning, if you don't hold Noilat, Eitzim Havana holds anyway. Right. So what are you worried about? That's a question. Now you're saying, so let's say, maybe you just want to know the halacha, to teach us the halacha. So that you say there's no practical nafkamina. You know what Seth's question is?
Yes.
Nafkamina's question is? Yes. He says, Rav Shimon, who says doesn't hold of Noilat, but he holds it Eitzim Havana Mamuksa anyway. So nobody's going to think, Noilat is not a problem. But I know Eitzim Havana are not permitted anyway. So therefore, what I care that you'll tell me that people say, oh, you know what, there's no problem with Mamuksa over here. But it's Eitzim Havana, you can't use anyway. So there's no practical nafkamina. That's Esther's question. So even there's no practical nafkamina, Rashi, by the way, does not say that there's a practical nafkamina. Rashi just says people won't know the halacha, I guess.
People think
that the reason why I can't use it on Shabbos is not because of Noilat, is because of right. I can't use it anyway. So what? Comes along Seth and says, so what? Good question.
Why do you compare the case to something else? So.
What?
You could use it on Nantes for cooking.
I know, but not on Shabbos.
Also,
but that day is forbidden because of Noilat. And that we won't know that halacha. That's what Igmar is telling us. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan, even though he should not make a distinction between the egg born on Shabbos and permitted on Yom Tov, and the tree branch falling off the tree on Shabbos and permitted on Yom Tov, he makes a distinction. The tree, the branches he'll not allow to use as firewood on Yom Tov. Even though in Hilchas Mukta Noilat, there should not be a difference. It should be okay.
To compare it to, let's say, not the branch, but a fruit that fell off a tree, like a branch of fruit.
Yeah, so according to this, he brings up a good point. He says, is that here? According to this, a fruit falling off the tree on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, right? A fruit falling off the tree on Shabbos, are you allowed to eat it the next day on Yom Tov?
Because
no, you're allowed to. The next day Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat. Why?
No different than an egg.
Because no different than an egg. Because the fruit I could have eaten on Shabbos, and still I say, Shabbos you're not allowed to, but Yom Tov, yes.
You don't hold the hachana.
Right, which is Rabbi Yochanan. If you hold that Rabbi Yochanan, only by trees and branches, you'll not allow it the next day for firewood. But a fruit falling off the tree is no different than egg. Well pointed out. We don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan anyway, we pass like Rav, the previous Gemara says, and if we hold it anyway forbidden, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're right, 100% right, the fruit would be okay. Next case, Omer Rav Masner, says Rav Masner, the next case, Eitzim Shenishu Min Hadekel L'Tei Matanim. How about if you have on Yom Tov itself? So that's clearly, everybody agrees that if the branches fall off the trees on Shabbos, on Yom Tov itself, then Yom Tov itself is clearly Noilat, right? Nobody argues in that. The question was Shabbos to Yom Tov. But Yom Tov itself is Noilat. So Amar Rav Masna says, Rav Masna, Eitzim Shenishu Min Adekel, if you have trees that fell off the palm tree, branches that fell off the palm tree, L'Teicha Tanur. It fell into my oven. Beyond it. What's halacha? Now, clearly, are you allowed to have hanor from this newfound firewood, which was noilat on Yom Tov? Yes or no?
If it didn't fall into the oven?
If it fell in my oven, could I have hanor from it? Is it noilat? Yes. Could I have hanor from it? No. Noilat. No different than the egg that noilat on Yom Tov. So the branches that fell off the tree is noilat. You can't have hanor from the fire. To walk out of the room, you can't have enough from the fire, because the fire was created by this branch, fell off by itself, albeit, but it's nashu min adekel, it's mukse, it's noilat, you can't have enough from it.
You're not starting the fire.
Doesn't make a difference.
But the fire's already, there's already branches there. So
okay, there. But now you're having enough from the burnt firewood, which is noilat, so you can't. So I'm of master. Eitzim shnashu min adekel sechatanu biyantif. If you have the branches that fall off the tree into the oven, anyantif. You know what you should do? Mar be'aleihem eitzim muchanim u'masikam. No problem. Just throw in more firewood, and then it's okay. So what's Sigmar's question? Sigmar says, how can you do that? V'hokam mahapech bi'isura. In other words, if you're going to throw in... In other words, Sigmar's question didn't say yet, why is that suddenly okay? But I guess Sigmar's svara was that the reason why it's okay, because it's zev zeh goyrim. Meaning, not because of bittul, zev zeh goyrim. Right? If you have two things causing it, the heat, it's not just the forbidden, in other words, I have, right now I'm getting the heat from the forbidden branches. If I throw in kosher branches, I'm not to throw in branches on Yom Tov in my fire, so right now I'm getting the heat from what? From the permitted and the forbidden. That's called zev zeh goyrim. So Gemara's heter is, seems to be, no big deal. You have the fire from the wood, which fell off in Yom Tov Noilat, no big deal. Throw in new wood, and you have Zev Zegoyim, and then it's okay. Right? Like the animal that eats chametz on Pesach, and gets milk, because you have the milk that was milked on Pesach from the cow, Zev Zegoyim, that's the heter, that's why it's okay. So Gemara says, Marbalein Eitzim Chorim Masikon. So Gemara says, wait a second, V'okom Hapech Bisura, you are moving around the forbidden branches. In other words, when you add in the permitted branches, it touches it around. So Gemara says, Kiven the rube the teira nenu. Since most of the branches are okay, kiko mahapech beteira ko mahapech. When you're busy moving around, you're only busy with the permitted ones because that's what's most of it. So you don't have to be choshesh that you're touching also and moving around the forbidden branches. So why is it okay? Because zev is egoir and the gemara we shouldn't learn. That's why it's okay. Rashi doesn't say anything.
Yeah, it's just bitul baruch.
Not yet.
But it's
bitul baruch. She is the bitul baruch. Okay, so in other words, see, it's not a dinner mukta. So now you're not touching it because the bitul. That's what Gemara says. Okay. Then the Gemara says, 1 second. So in other words, it's not that you're not touching it, but it's bitul baruch, so it's all thing. So now the Gemara says, next question. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara thought it works because, the Gemara thought it works because of Zev Zegoyren. So the Gemara says, you're right, Zev Zegoyren, but at the end of the day, you're moving around the Isurim branches. So how can you do that? It's Mukti, you can't move it around. So the Gemara answers, it's okay to move it around. Why is it okay to move it around? Because since you have 90 branches which are okay, and 10 branches not okay, so the 10 branches become batel b'roiv, and it's all considered heter. In other words, you mevatel, everything all becomes heter, it's bitel, and once all heter, you're allowed to move everything, because the batel b'roiv.
Okay, so it's our flukam kamer, you need that spot to burn the good wood.
You need that spot because I don't think it helps a noilat.
It
doesn't help a noilat, you're having hano. I don't think it helps a noilat. It helps on regular mukta. I don't think it helps a noilat. You can't have hano from it. Moving around, you're right. I think it's the whole thing doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't help by noilat. Something that's not here that doesn't help anything like that. So the most question is basically, even though you say zev is a goyim, how come haper bisura? You're moving around the forbidden branches. So Gemara says, "Kiven the rube deteren inu." Since most of the branches are okay, kikom haper deteren haper. Says Rashi, pointed out well. She is a bitul baruch. It becomes bitul baruch. So when it's bitul baruch, the halacha is we know that if I have one tray for a piece of meat with 9 kosher pieces of meat, so we say it's all mixed together. So the bat iser becomes bottle. What does that mean? All 10 are okay. You're allowed to eat all 10. Machlek is Rambam and Rosh. Could you eat all 10 at the same time? Only b'zeh hazeh. But clearly, the Isser becomes batel, it becomes non-existent. So right now, there are no more forbidden branches, and it's okay. So Gemara says, you can't do that. V'hoka mevatel isur lechatchila. You mevatel the Isser lechatchila, which means you're not allowed to do an action that's going to make bitul baruch.
But it's done by itself.
Yeah, but then you added...
Afterwards,
in order, right now you had a little bit of fire and a lot of branches fell in. So the Gemara says, okay, no big deal. Throw in more branches and then you mevatel baruch. So the Gemara says, bitul baruch ain't mevatel nes lechatchila. You can be mevatel something to start off with. You know, at the beginning. Wait. So the Gemara says, look in Rashi. If I'm mevatel iser b'yadayim, you mevatel with your hands lechatchila. But none. Even though we generally say the is batul baruch, hanimile that's only hechadi arev memela. If it got mixed in by itself, your soup fell into your milk, fell into your soup, and then you say batul baruch. But to go, oh, I got some milk over here. You know what, Josh? That's a good way of cooking. Let me do bitul over here. Let me throw in a lot of chicken soup, and I'm okay, because bitul baruch. And I got my chicken soup mixed with my milk, and it's okay. Bitul baruch, right? Bitul b'shishim. Ein mevatel l'chatchila. You can't do that. The Gemara says that bitul helps by truma. The Gemara says, that's all because it fell in. Not to mevatel l'chatchila. The Gemara says, hanimile, then we say that b'doraisa. By doraisa, we say mevatel l'chatchila. By the Rabbonon, mevatlin, you're allowed to be mevatalit. So Tosfos asks the question that truma, Tosfos says, truma, Gemara talks before by eagle. Then we learned the sugi with the figs and all that. The rice, and Gemara says over there about truma, the Gemara says you can't add them on because mevatlin is lechatchila. So, Truma deraisa is only dogon tirosh v'yitzar, right? Wheat, grapes, and olive oil. But figs is not truma deraisa, it's only truma derabbanon. And still the Gemara says, in vatlins lechatchila. You can't just, only just fell in. But you don't say vatlins lechatchila. So, how can Gemara say by derabbanon? You could be vatlins lechatchila. Plenty of derabbanons, you can be vatlins lechatchila. Tosfos question. So Tosfos answers, where do I say vatlins lechatchila by derabbanon? only by muktzah. Why? Because truma is ikroi midaraisa. The source of truma is daraisa. By what? By certain things. Other things, where's the rabbanon? Okay, but it starts off with the daraisa. The daraisa talks about certain items, and the chanukah comes there, even other items. But the concept of truma is the daraisa concept. Therefore, in vatlis lechatchila. Masha ein kein, over here, our case is muktzah, noilat. That's only the rabbanon. They will be mevatel is lechatchila. That's Tosfos's answer. The Rashba gives an answer, very interesting. The Rashba says that only in our case you can add fire, wood to the fire, and you can mevatel is lechatchila, because over here it doesn't. It's not just where do I say mevatel is lechatchila? Where I just have the iser and I want to throw the heter on top of it. I have my milk in my pot. I say, you know what? Let me throw chicken soup inside. There we say by the Raisa, and even by the Rabbanon, you cannot be Vatalis Lechatchila. The only Rabbanon you can Vatalis Lechatchila is in the case over here where you already have a mixture of good wood and not good wood. Our case, you already have a mixture of good wood and not good wood. So you just Marbe Umaysif. I'm just adding on to an existing thing, so just it's joining in with the existing wood, which was okay. So such a thing was not really mevatlis lechatchila, because the iser itself was already mixed in with the other wood before I even threw in my extra wood. I know, but that's why in such a derabbanan, says the Rashba, there we say mevatlis lechatchila. Why? Because it's not really a complete iser, even though it is iser. But it was mixed in already with other things. So I'm just joining my new wood with the existing wood. That's in Vatan Israel, that works in the Rabbanon. Because the truth is, we paskin in Vatan Israel, even by the Rabbanon, it doesn't help. So the question is, Gemara says it does help. What?
It says, Rashi says, Abu Bidurbanon, if you go Muksa Dehacha.
Ah.
That's far-fetched case.
That's
how
Rashi said it.
Far-fetched case. The wood's going to fall mammoth into your oven. So right. There.
Oh, meaning a different answer.
A different answer.
Another, not just that, like Tosfos says, every derabbanon, ikrei derabbanon. Rashi doesn't say kugan muksa. Muksa dehacha. What's muksa dehacha? This far-fetched case where it fell in, such a muksa, such a derabbanon, we're vatlis lechatchila. So we have three answers why vatlis lechatchila. I know. Ke'en deraisa. Correct. I know. But it's just... Right. I know. So machlik is whether muksa. Maybe that's according to the rabba, muksa deraisa. He muksa derabbanon. If you hold muksa derabbanon, clearly Gemara over here is going the muksa derabbanon. Now that, it's a muksa derabbanon that's ikroi midrabbanon. It's even less of a derabbanon. It's not really ikroi midrabbanon. So we have three answers why we're here. Mevatlin is lechatchila. Either because it's a real derabbanon that doesn't have a source deraisa, unlike the Rashi before, but according to this, we hold that. One answer. Second answer, the Rashba, because it's mixing in together with the existing kosher wood before this came in, so it's not really real iser. It's mixing together, and suddenly we say, Vatan Zerachilah by the Rabbanon. And the last answer, Menachem says, points in Rashi, that Muktzah, the Rabbanon, in our case, where it fell in, which is such a far fetched case, there we say, Vatan Zerachilah. So nobody should walk away from over here that I can add my chicken soup to my milk. Oh, chicken and soup and milk, that's only the Rabbanon. What's the big deal?
Let's say a little bit fell in.
To
add chicken soup, right? And less than cheese from fell in.
And then could you add more?
Right.
That's why there's other Rishonim that disagree. There we go. I know. But if it fell in already into an existing thing, you're right. According to the Rashba, you'd be okay. Exactly. Good point. Well pointed out. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi, in the Kohen Rav Ashi, the Omer, it says before, Kol Dovo, Sheyesh Le Matirin, Afilu B'Drabbanon Le Botel. Remember, Rav Ashi says in a previous Omer, Rav Ashi says that something which is Drabbanon, something which is Dovo Sheyesh Le Matirin, which is permitted the next day, that even by the Drabbanon, we don't say Sofik Drabbanon Le Kula, we're Machmer, because it's Dovo Sheyesh Le Matirin, so Maikel Meimar. So how are you going to be Mevatel? Because after all, it's Dovo Sheyesh Le Matirin. It's a stronger type. We don't say bitul by Dovah Sheish Lamatirin, because it's, you can wait till tomorrow. So therefore, this is Dovah Sheish Lamatirin, because you can wait till tomorrow when the egg becomes okay, and when the fire will be okay, the wood will be okay. So what's the heter over here? In Vatnes Lechatzila, and it's Dovah Sheish Lamatirin. So Mar says, Hanemile, where do I say it's forbidden? Heche di isse, you can't be vatel, heche di isse leisure be'ena, where the iser is existing. Hacha mikli kali yisura. The iser gets burnt, which is the noilat, the firewood is getting burnt. So what? More than that. Well, it's not davashish matirim. Maybe that's the answer. I never thought of that answer. I like that answer. It's not davashish matirim because it's burnt already, so I can't wait till tomorrow. Good svara. Rashi doesn't say that. What? That only works according to Rashi, correct? Rashi doesn't give, correct. Rashi doesn't give that svara. Others say the svara is, it's a good point you bring out. In other words, it's not here tomorrow. So therefore, there's no chumra of davashish matirim. Good svara. The other svara they say is over here, the hana is from the warmth of the fire. And that's after the wood is burnt anyway. Now, when does the hana? We find that by chametz, right? By chametz, if you burn the chametz, because you have hana from the fire, because the fire is not at the time, it's only when this gets consumed, that's when the heat comes out. So therefore, the issa is not even here anymore, and that's why in such a case, you can be battle. But I like your terrace better. It's not the v'shesh no matirin, because it's burnt already. I can't wait till tomorrow. Good. Now the Gemara says, new thing, new Gemara. Itmar. This is very important. We have 10 minutes to go to start this sugya. Itmar we learned. Shnei yomim tovim shel galius. Okay. So we did Shabbos and Yontif following each other. Nelda b'zeh, asura b'zeh, machlekes rav rabbi Yechonon, we pass on like rav. Next case. Itmar we learned. Shnei yomim tovim shel galius. Yontif sheini shel galius. 2 days of Yontif. What does that mean? Rashi says, shein ois in ois in lebnei galius harachaykim mibezdin. Who makes this Yontif sheini? The people who live far away from Bezdin, and the messengers cannot get there from Moshchedesh until Yantav, until the 14th, the 15th of Nisan, or the 15th of Tishrei. If it, the Chedesh was 30 days or 29, if Moshchedesh was on the 30th day, that means the previous month had 29 days, or Moshchedesh was on the 31st day, which means that the previous month had 30 days. So therefore the Shluchim didn't get there, they don't know what it was, so what they do? They hold 2 days misafek. Itmar we learned. Shnei yomim tevim shogaliyus, in Chutzot, where they have yom tev shenim shogaliyus, Rabba says, nolda b'zeh, muteres b'zeh. Born on the first day, permitted on the second day. What's the reason? Shlomo, what's the reason?
The second day.
So what? If it's born on the first day, why is it okay the second day? No, why is it okay? Says the Gemara, look in Rashi, muteret b'zeh, dechab minayu choylu, mimonos shachshaya. It's a suffix. So the first day is Yontif, second day is Choyl, so the mutter in the second day. First day is Choyl, second day is Yontif, that was born before Yontif. So either way you're okay. An egg laid on the first day Yontif is permitted the second day Yontif, Shein Shivalius. Not because the second day is Choyl, because it's the suffix. Mimonosuch. The first day is Yontif, second day is Choyl, second day is Yontif, first day is Choyl, so it's okay. Makes sense. Rav Omar, Nol de Bezeh, Mutez Bezeh. Ravasi Omar, Ravasi says no. Nol de Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. If it's born on the first day, it's still forbidden the second day. What's the reason of that? So the Gemara says, Lema Pesava Ravasi, maybe Ravasi holds, Kedusha Achasi. The two Yontif Shenis is one Kedusha. Why is that? Says Rashi, Chachomim Kogum al Bnei Goylo, La Seisim Ledeiros, Mach Mesafik Zeh. Vitino Alem Kachem Yamoch. In other words, since there's a Safik, which day is Yontif, so they said from now on when you hold 2 days Yontif, Chazal said, you got to hold 2 days for sure. Vada, you have to hold 2 days. Why? Because we don't know which day is Yontif. Or we did not know which was Yontif. And therefore, the suffix makes, creates, that both days you have to hold Yontif. And therefore, it's like Yom HaRichter. It's one big day, one big Isser. No de b'zeh, asura b'zeh. So the Gemara says,
What does Rashi mean? In the times when... Rashi's only
Bizman Hazeh.
But in the times of Rabbi, it was Simakaris of Piriya, right?
Even then it was... Yes. Chachamim made a thing, since it's Suffolk, you got to hold both days. That seems to be the case. No, I'm not talking about Bizman Hazeh. Even at that time...
I think it makes more sense to be Bizman Hazeh.
I know. We're going to get to that. That's more the end.
There's a real Suffolk.
I know. We're going to get to that. But Rashi learns that even in the olden days, when they had a Suffolk, don't look at it as 2 days. One day is a suffix on the other day. One day is for sure, the other day is not for sure. Don't look at it like that. Once you had a suffix, Chazal said, suffix on the round Yontif, you got to hold both days. Milchus Vadai, because we don't know which one is which. Originally the Tekana was made, you got to hold 2 days, because the suffix makes, both days you got to hold. So the Gemara says a question, how could Rav Asi hold it's a suffix and therefore both days is for sure Yontif? But Rav Asi mavdil miyumu tuve lechavrei. How did Ravasi was a machmir. Ravasi would always make havdalah from one yantif to the second yantif. Two yantifs, yantif rishon, yantif sheni, in above it, he made havdalah. Why? Because he held, obviously, that it's not one big yantif. He held it to sell. It's a what's the name? He held. He held it. It's the one day is chayil. Didn't know which one. He made a yontif. He made a havdalah. So because he wasn't. So Gemara says, how do you make havdalah? So Gemara answers, no. Rav Asi sfuke mesafkele. Rav Asi had a suffik whether the 2 days are because of suffik or the 2 days are because of vaday. In other words, when the time of the Gemara when Mekadosh HaPiriya and they said in Chutz La'aretz and Bavel the Shluchim don't come there, you got to hold both days Yontifs. So Rav Asi says, when Chazal said 2 days Yontif, is it because they're not sure which day is Yontif? One day is for sure, one day is not. We got to hold both days, or you got to hold both days as a vaday. Rav Asi says, I'm not sure. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be machmir both sides. A beitzah shenolda b'zeh, nolda b'zeh. Maybe it's a suffix, but maybe it's for sure one big day. So I'm going to be machmir. But I'm also going to make havdalah in case one day is for sure, one day is not. I'll make havdalah also just in case, and I cover all my bases. Rav Asi is machmir on both ways. He wasn't sure if it's a suffix or it's one big day. So the Rishonim asked the question. Because you have to make havdalah, because maybe it's. Oh, so the last question, brach levatala. So the Rishonim say no. Wait, but they make havdalah. It's a steer. It's a steer at the end of the day.
Rashi said, no, it was
whole
gomer the next day because it
would clear
the
Yarka.
That's what
he's being
machmer both ways.
No, it's machmer both ways because he's not sure if it's a suffix or it's a vaday one big day. That's what Rashi learns. Okay, so the answer they give is didn't make bracha v'atalim. He did it in Shmoneh Esra. So he says, Atoch HaNantonu in the middle of Shmoneh Esra. And then he said, Baruch HaDashem, Kaddish Yisrael Vazmanim. He was a machmir. He took every machmir all sides. He was machmir. Misafkalei. And I'm not sure if it's a suffix, why it's no good 2 days yontif, or it's a vada one day, and he was machmir. Therefore, don't bring me raya from Rav Asi. So the Gemara says, Rav Zeira, kavosei de Rav Asi mistabra. Says Rav Zeira, it makes sense, like Rav Asi, not his reason, but it's forbidden. Beitze shenol de bezer, first day yontif, is forbidden the second day. Why? Da'idna yadinon. Because today we know that really the first day is really Yontif. And we're still doing 2 days. Alma, what does it look in Rashi? In other words, today we know really it's the first day. And still we hold 2 days. So it must be that all along the Beit HaTakana, have both days, not midin sofek, midin vadai. Because today we know the truth. Now, if you tell me it's really all along was only a sofek, so today we know the truth. So why do we hold 2 days? So it must be that even when they said it was a sofek, they made it into one big day, and therefore today, when we know it's the first day, we still keep the one big day, and therefore Rav Asi is right. Beis Yisrael de bezeh, Masa bezeh. That's the first teretz. First thing. What? No, Rav Asi is machmeh himself. That's what he made Avdola. But when Rashi says Kavos Rav Asi Mistabra, Rav Asi is right. No, that no de bezeh asura bezeh. But he made Avdola. So Gemara says no, because Rav Asi didn't say for sure it's kedusha achas. He was a suffix. It was kedusha achas. Therefore, he made Avdola and he held it was asa. And Rav Zera says not Rav Asi's reasoning that he has a suffix, but Rav Asi's din, that he says that egg born on one day is forbidden the second day, is right. Why is that right? Because it must be that the Kedusha Achas he is correct. That all along they made Kedusha Achas. Why? Because when they had a suffix, they said it's no good. They said it's both days Yontif. Today we know the truth. So why do we hold both days Yontif? We know the truth. If it was reason because of a suffix, today there's no suffix. So why do we hold 2 days Yontif? Well, doesn't yet know the answer of what's name. So why do we hold 2 days Yontif? We know the reason. If it's a suffix, so why today we hold 2 days? So it must be because when they said it was a suffix, it wasn't because it was a suffix. Once it was a suffix, they made it one big day. That day. So every day we hold one big day, even though we don't have a suffix. That's the reason why Rav Asi is right. Then Igmar says, on my bayi, no, the opposite. Kavose de Rav Mistabra. Rav is right, which means, Beit Yishnol de Bezer, Muteres Bezer. Why? Didnam. Because I'll give you the history, says Abaya. I'll give you the historical background of 2 days Yontif. In the beginning, they would light fires. Remember, they'd light fires. It was like instant messaging. They lit fires, and everybody knew right away, because the fire was automatic. You saw right away the other mountain, and right away you knew it. Within a day, within 2 days, everybody knew it was 30 days or 29 days. So Masin Masuas, it worked like a charm. Perfect. They only had 1 day Yontif. 1 day Yontif. That's all that throughout the entire land, including Babel. They all followed the fires. Mishikilkelu HaKutim, the Kutim messed up. What they do? They said, the Jews are making, I'm going to mess up the Jews. So they lit fires on the 30th day, 31st day. They messed everything up. So they, you know, it's like you have a virus in your spam, in your instant messages. Everything got messed up. So they say, you know what? We can't rely anymore on the phones. We can't rely anymore on the fires. He's kind of made a tchana. Sheshluchim yotzim. You know what? We can't do that anymore. You have to send the messengers out. Sending the messengers out is a problem. Why? Because where the messengers get to, that's fine. But like Rashi said before, if the messengers don't get there within 15 days, you got to hold 2 days. So really, we don't like holding 2 days. We really have to hold only 1 day, because that's better if you go the fire away. But today, we have no choice. We got to hold 2 days. But it's mashma in this story that b'di'eved, they said, we're sending out messengers. Rather, we go back to the fires. V'ilu batlu kusim, it seems to indicate that if the kutim are bottled and we have no problem, avdin and chadyayme, then we can always go back to 1 day. V'eichet d'matu shluchim, avdin and chadyayme. Or if the messengers get to a certain place on time this year, you still hold 1 day. So that means they never made a takana of 2 days is considered yayme richta. They never did that. They always said, the first day, we're not sure which day, the first day, the second day. And therefore, it always remains a suffix. And therefore, if you can go back to the fire method, where there's no more suffix, by all means, fantastic. If you go back to the shluchim, and the shluchim get there on time, by all means, fantastic. It's only a suffix. And therefore, once we answered our suffix, there is no problem. So therefore, Bizman Hazeh says, oh no, Stefan says, Abaya, it was never more than a suffix. See, if it was never more than a suffix, Beitus Shnol de Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. How do I know it's never more than a suffix? Because Gemara says that if the Kutim, you can seem to deduce that the Kutim go away, or the Shluchim get on time, you'll only hold 1 day. So that means they never made both days into a Vadai. They only held a suffix. Once we answered a suffix, the shluchim got there on time, or the fires worked its ways, there's no reason to hold 2 days. And therefore, the 2 days was always a suffix. And if 2 days is always a suffix, Beitus Shnol de Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. Comes along the Gemara. If that's the case, Bahashta, the Yadinon, the Kviya, the Achi, today that we know, b'kviyah d'yachi, we know when the yontev is. Ma'itam abedin treyoyme. See, right. Today we don't have the shluchim coming there, and we don't have the fires. But we know the real calendar. See, we know k'viyah d'yachi, we know the calendar. Ma'itam abedin treyoyme. Why do we do today's yontev? See, more answers. Mishum d'shalchu mitom. Because he sent from over there. From where? From Israel. Hizavu b'minik avaseichem. You people in Babel, make sure you keep the minik avaseichem b'yodeichem. Zimnim the Gazru Malchus Gzeira, because maybe the government will put another decree, Vashile Kalkule, and you'll forget how to make the right calendar, and then you'll go back thinking that you can only do 1 day, you wonder which day to do, and therefore you have to hold today, even in Bavel, 2 days, because of Minik Avasechem Biadechem. But wait a second. The Minik Avasechem Biadechem is what the old Minik was. What was the old Minik? 1 long day? Or Midin Safik? Midin Safik. See, even though today we know it's the first day is a real day, you still got to hold 2 days, but not more than what the original minig was, which was a Safik. And therefore, Beit Shnol de Bezeh, Mutez Bezeh, even this man is there, where we hold Minik Avasechem Bidechem. So that takes away your problem and your question. Minik Avasechem Bidechem means, it's a Vadai. It's not a Vadai. Minik Avasechem Bidechem as a Safik, your old minig. An old minik was not more than a suffix. V'haraya, if the shulchan would come there, or the fires would go back, you'd go back to 1 day. So therefore, it's never more than a suffix. And if it's never more than a suffix, Beit is called b'zeh, muteres b'zeh, even mizman hazeh, when we hold 2 days, minik avasechem yedechem, and we have to hold 2 days, midin derabbanan, but it doesn't take more of a status than a suffix. Nafkamina, Beit is called b'zeh, muteres b'zeh. If there's no nafkamina, you can't say, well, we know today the truth, it's only a minik avasechem yedechem, it's only a suffix, so if I can drive a car the second day yontif. No, it's not lighter. Second day is not lighter. You can't say Amir al-Akum is permitted the second day because it's only a suffix. No. The answer is, if Minik HaVasechem Yedechem, you got to keep it. But it's not more than the status of one day suffix on the other one, and therefore Beit Shmuel was there, and Muteres was there. That's the only Nachmina.
Well, when Abai says, well, if the Kusim problem would go away, then we go back to one day.
Yes.
Right? But then when the Shulchan Mitam seems to say, no,